Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to another reality show. I'm your host, Golden Hawk, and it's not only Thursday, it's Third Thursday. We need another applause for that. Yay! Hi, I'm in a great mood, and we do have the delightful Michael Proteus tonight, Michael Proteus Chemo, who's going to be doing a soul reading second hour of the show, and we're going to be discussing some things, some deep insights about our dream state. All of that in a few moments. What I'd like to do, though, as I've been doing every week, is let's invite our essence into our physical beings. So I'm going to welcome everybody to shut their eyes if they can, if they're not listening, you know, while they're driving or doing something that, you know, clearly you need to have your eyes open for. Take some nice deep breaths. And just invite your essence to join you in your physical being right now. The expanded part of you, the part of you that knows it's eternal, the part of you that has never been affected by any physical pain, it's never been affected by any kind of betrayal. Nothing negative has ever happened to your essence. All your essence is the expansion of self through experience. It's quite a beautiful aspect. It's always been a part of us, but the frequencies in the cosmos, the universe, the planet are at this point supporting our awareness of this essence. And might I say, not a moment too soon, because as we go through this birthing process of not just our physical, our metaphysical, our soul, our essence, as we go through this birthing process, everything that we have kept hidden, suppressed, oppressed, denied, all of these aspects of self, in order to go through the birthing process, has to come up in our experience to be cleared. I mean, it's almost like, and if you think about it, it makes so much sense that this would be happening, because if all the darkness from the past, you know, either 26,000 years or 13,000, you know, we're talking some big cycles are coming to a close here and coming to full circle. If we had to expose all the stuff that we've accumulated in these long interim periods, wouldn't it just make sense that, of course, in the divine blueprint, so to speak, of all that is, it would also be coupled that we would have our essence that would also join us at this point in time, which would really support us in having compassion for these experiences and really support us for having an expanded awareness that all is clearly not as it appears to be, in fact, so much more, and that everything's going to be all right. I mean, for me, it's just like one of those, you know, of course, there's been intelligence behind everything from day one, and it just, for me, just makes total sense that if we're going to walk into, from a global point of view, the darkest hour we've ever been in. And see, here's the interesting thing. We say that it's the darkest hour, but the truth is it's because we're aware of it. These atrocities and these, what do we call them, these polarities of experience and of existence, the dark shadow side, they've always been there. It's just that they're coming to the surface now, you know, and they've been coming to the surface, I would say, pretty much for probably, well, clearly, I would say probably the last 100 years, because it's not just technology that has exploded onto the scene. Awareness and consciousness has also exploded on the scene. And in fact, I read somewhere that there was actually an opportunity. Oops. There was an opportunity for us to ascend in the last century, in 1900s, when it went from 1899 to 1900. There was a potential we could have gone through an ascension process at that point in time in history as well. But because we lacked the connection with the planet, because in the 1900s we didn't have internet, we didn't have a lot of this, you know, global sense of self, where, you know, something happens in Japan, we are clearly affected by it, you know, in America or whatever the case may be. We didn't have that in the 1900s. So technology actually had to catch up with consciousness. And ironically, the technology is what's, you know, really throwing us in a tailspin in the sense of, you know, digging for oil or polluting the air or genetics, making the food kind of kooky bird. So everything's in divine order, my friends. Breathe in your essence. I cannot recommend or encourage everyone to do this enough. Any moment that you're just sitting there and your mind might be wandering, invite your essence in. You can't ask it too much. And the benefits and the gifts when you are actually experiencing that your essence is with you is extraordinary. It's extraordinary. I want to emphasize, your essence won't heal your problems in the sense of, you know, it might not find you the money to pay your bills, but your essence will give you the divine sense of being to know that, okay, well, maybe it's time to move back in with your family and heal a situation that might have been happening with your family. Or, you know, something along those lines. So it might not, quote-unquote, manifest you the physical money to pay your rent, but it'll bring in a love of self. I mean, this love of self is the name of this game. It is what changes everything. And your essence comes in with a love of self that helps you make choices that will reflect that self-love. It's extraordinary. It's fabulous. And, okay, I'll be honest with you. I talked to Proteus about 15 minutes ago, and he is not on my switchboard. So I'm going to go get my cell phone because the last I talked to him, he said he was having trouble with his phone. You know, so let's bring the essence in because, you know, I normally get to my guest a little faster than I am, but truth is, at the moment, I don't have a guest to get to. So, with that being said, let's call him on the cell phone. All right. And I do have, actually, I have my sweet friend Eileen. I'm going to bring you on, Eileen, so I just have somebody to banter with. Eileen, will you talk to me, sweet friend?
I don't know what to say.
Oh, you just be your beautiful self. I just talked to Prot, and he was like, I've got something going on with my second line, and now at this point, we don't even have him on the first line. So, do you have any wonderful poetry you'd like to share?
I wish I did.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I know he's coming on, so I'm not totally worried, but I'm a little confused because we're on 10 minutes now, and it's like, okay, I have other things where I can play if I have to, but I shouldn't have to.
I hope you weren't intending to make it a two-hour show.
Yeah, well, it's always the intention. I love my two-hour shows, but, you know, it's always nice to have a guest one.
Yeah.
Pro, I'm on live. Where are you? Okay. All right, bye. Okay. All right. He is, he needs two more minutes, so I'm going to keep, I'll just keep sharing. Well, why don't we do some breathing and... Because it's been, those of my beautiful friends that are listening from Facebook know that I did 40 hours in 4 days this week with, you know, my lovely angels, Anya and Sahana, who God bless. I just love those kids. But in all honesty, there's really not many kids that I'm not totally mad in love with. I think they are truly a species that is differentiating themselves from the adults that I know. There's something quite magical about the children. And I'm extraordinarily grateful that, you know, it's so interesting because I hear people talking, or I'll read it, you know, on the Facebook about having jobs that, you know, that they're struggling with. And, I mean, I've been a nanny for 20 years, and I remember the first, my girlfriend who came to me with the first nanny job for me, I was 25 years old, and I was like, no. That wasn't what I wanted to do. And she was like, come on, Goldie, it's so easy. And it really was. It was an amazing job in that I had two kids whose parents actually had them so organized and scheduled. I mean, it was like, you know, timers would go off, and it was like, time to eat, bing, bing, bing. You know, time to sleep, bing, bing, bing. And I found out later from my girlfriend who connected me with that first family that when the boys grew up in high school, they became like, you know, psychotic. You know, that all of that robotic aspect of their living, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, it was literally, you know, there were times of the day that everything took place, and they were a very affluent family in Stamford, Connecticut. And I heard that one of the boys brought a gun to high school, and I mean, they were just, it was so obvious they were out of balance because I don't know what the parents did. You know, I was really green, so to speak, as a nanny. You know, I was like, oh my God, I don't, you know, I didn't really get to know the parents so well at that point in time in my career, but they created little monsters, in my personal opinion. Now, I mean, there's not a family I would work for that, even if they promoted only left brain, well, Golden Hawks here, and I will definitely be bringing in some of that right-sided, you know, imagination, creativity, intuition, you know, the basic basic necessities of life, because it's important stuff, even though I am genuinely blessed with amazing, amazing families today. So, but not quite sure where I was going with that story. But, you know, hey, this is what happens when you're babbling kind of solo on your own radio show, waiting for your beautiful guest, Michael Proteus, to come on. Hey, why don't I read you something about Michael, because this is interesting stuff. Okay, I got this right off of, Michael's here. Okay, yay. I hear Eileen giggling. Michael, so glad of you to join us.
How are you today? I do apologize as I had to tend to a little radio madness, if you will, on the other side of radio. But anyway, here I am, all is well.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Everybody is has breathed. Oh, sorry, that's me. I keep hitting the button. A friend of mine goes, stop hitting the button. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm on a telephone. This happens. Everybody's breathed in their essence. And, you know, I did a little fancy footwork. I did a little solo act here. I'm cool with that. And now we have the wonderful Michael Proteus Chemo here. Yay!
I actually already work.
It's a little
no longer.
Why, you can't talk right now?
No, I said
no longer.
Solo work, but no longer.
Oh, exactly. Okay. So, with all that being said, thank God my audience loves me. It's such a beautiful thing. You know, it's been a pretty amazing week. I mean, truly amazing energies. You know, just when I don't think it can get any deeper, you know, kabam, find myself in yet another level of awareness, or, you know, experiencing something that is so extreme that my mind can't wrap around it, which at this point I'm happily and joyfully surrendering, okay, that's not necessary. But I know you're really, you know, you're really expanded being yourself. So I'm kind of curious what's been happening with you lately there, my friend.
Well, all has been well. All has been well. You know, a lot of great things are going on, a lot of clearing going on. I remember that's what you were saying something about that before on the previous show. It's mm-hmm. just that, you know, there are a lot of energies that are present at this time. And I speak, of course, on a more, you know, on a wider scale that everybody's privy to, and everybody, it's available to everybody. And one of the things that we're told, that I have learned, especially from my interaction with what I've learned to be, Proteus and the Chemo City Collective, is that, we often can't look at what's in front of us, whether it's positive or negative, but everybody seems to dwell in the negative. So we always can't look at the negative and be run by it, be controlled by it. Because, one thing that we've learned, it was so compelling when I heard it, is that everything is controlled, if you will, controlled from the inner. Everything is controlled from the inner. So everything is a manifestation of the inner. What you see in front of you as a result of your thoughts, actions, and emotions from before, from days ago, weeks ago. And the idea is that, the idea is basically just to understand that you have to go within because, what you see in front of you, it's vibration. What you see in front of you is frozen matter, but it's frozen matter that was made and crystallized by your own thought process. So basically the idea is just to see what's in front of you, deal with it, what you're happy with, focus on, what you're not happy with, don't focus on, and this is basically, I guess some would call it the law of attraction, others can say the law of the universe, others can say the law of vibration. I say the law of vibration because that's what everything is. It's all vibration, it's all emotionally started, and all starts from the inside, and I think in a little bit we can talk about how this is influenced by not only your thought process and emotions, as we know, but also by your dream processes. There was a download that came to me just a little while ago, just a few days ago, and it's very simple. It wasn't very esoteric, if you will, or it wasn't very complex, but it was basically about losing something, whether it's a material item or whether it's a goal of yours. Well, let's just say material item. The idea is that you've never really, the quote was that you've never really lost anything if you still have it on the inside. And you know, it might take a few times to hear that and to let it resonate. But whatever you lose on the outside, you never, ever lose if you still hold it on the inside. And this is where such practices as stilling your thought process comes in, as meditating might come in, and as something that we always that I always feel is paramount, and it's the fun exercise of creative visualization, because it's your direct communication with the universe. That no matter if your energy took a dip, or if your emotions took a slide, maybe you were just caught up in limiting thought, and you lost A, B, or C, just step back and know if it's inside of you, then you still have it, because everything is a manifestation of the inside. And that's something that we want to go into, especially with regard to the dream world. But did you follow that?
Can I interject for just a moment? Because
sure.
You really just trigger things for me to say, and I get the sense that when we talk, it's almost holographic that what I say complements what you say complements what I, you know what I'm saying? Because our awareness is very connected. But one of the things I have come to realize, and I share this with many people, especially people that are in the creative process, is that there are many people that sometimes get hesitant about sharing ideas, or they get upset that, you know, maybe a coworker took an idea of theirs and ran with it. Anything of the level where somebody could take your idea is also along the same lines that nobody can take that which is yours. You can give it away, but no one can take from you that which is yours. And when I say that to people, when you have that knowingness confidently inside of you, they might, quote unquote, look like they're duplicating it on the physical end, but from the energetics, if you were the one who created it, when your energy is no longer a part of that experience, it's already dying.
Yeah. Yes.
Because that's the nature of the creation. It's not, that's the nature of the awareness to know that it's not just what you're putting out on the physical world. It's the whole creative process comes from the connection you have with your imagination, with the, which is your, you know, connection to your higher mind, and all of that no one can take from you. So if they take the physical aspects of it without your creative juice, so to speak, it's just not the same project. And therefore, it could never deem the results that it could with you doing it. Because it, if you create it, it is yours.
Great.
I just wanted
exactly.
to share that.
No, absolutely, and that comes to another perspective is that what you're looking at when you look at the outside, everything is your creation. I mean, sometimes we hear these terms, we hear people say, well, you know, you are physical reality. What you are looking in front of you, you created every single bit of what's in front of you. And that's true, and that's the perspective, that's the awareness to hold, and that in itself will create a more fluid, a more calmer, a more synchronistic reality. And again, amidst the biggest perceived obstacles, with this awareness of that you are physical reality, everything is like you said, it's your creation. The people that you come in contact with, as we always say, they're aspects of yourselves that reflect to you your strongest beliefs and disbeliefs. Your strongest beliefs. They show you where you're vibrating the most. And again, to when you look at other people, a great idea, something to hold into mind is to say that not only are you a reflection of me? Not only do you have something that I can take to value, but also that we're also all connected. We're part of the same great being. And just holding this awareness when you interact with one another really shifts your perspectives and really shifts your reality. And what I mean is that it's very important to hold this perspective during your interactions and not only during the discussions of these concepts. That will do wonders, and you'll just see your days fluidly and lovingly go by with so much delight, and then you will literally experience the only time that exists now. You'll look at your watch and then you'll say, well, 3 hours went by or 2 hours went by, five days gone by, and you're excited to do it once again after you give your physical body a rest and go home for a little while.
Well, you know, that whole point that you said about, you know, the now moment, everything is happening simultaneously. This is such a, because, you know, as I'm starting to genuinely, I don't want to say grasp that, because I'm not looking to understand it. I'm looking to bring it into an awareness that if my perspective is everything is happening simultaneously, I start understanding that exactly what you're saying. My focus is, my frequency is simply going to attune to different perspectives of the now moment. Bashar said in one of his talks recently, which I thought, you know, it really struck a chord with me, you know, and there's those puns. God knows Bashar loves puns, that everything is happening right now. And people are like, well, how could everything be happening right now? You know, I was three, you know, 25 years ago, whatever, you know, that. And he said that it's not time that's changing linearly, it's the perspective that's changing. Because for me, that that brings an awareness. I have a little difficulty talking about it only because I'm not quite in a total cellular harmony with this awareness, but I trust this awareness that if I vibrated at the frequency that I was, you know, let's say when I was 10 years old, I would essentially become that being again, because that being still exists. I mean, you know, because the one part I have a little trouble wrapping my mind around is if this is the truth, you know, that every life I've ever lived, and this is another thing that's very interesting. You know, we have this idea that past lives are us in a past life, and my understanding is not, it's not us. I mean, we in this consciousness, in this physical experience, you being Michael, me being Goldie, Eileen being Eileen, we are made up of different energies particular to this incarnation. Now, all these energies that make us up, like we might be 3% Sirius this time and 12% Pleiadian and 14%, you know, I don't know, something, you know, I don't know how the makeup happens, but I know that it's like literally different equations, so to speak, different percentages. That's why every incarnation is literally a unique experience. So our past lives are not necessarily us. It's just, it all came from a soup, which is this oversoul that is, you know, we might be drawing from one oversoul that has, I don't even know how, you know, I haven't got into the idea yet how this all works, but I'm starting to understand that, because I used to look for past lives thinking I could have their memories, and it's not about the memories from from the brain perspective. It's more about their experiences I can tap into as it's actually taking place in the now moment.
Yeah.
Have I totally? Everybody, I'm a little tired tonight, so.
No, what you said is actually beautiful, and let me see if I can explain if I can go into it as what I've learned and from the downloads that I've gotten, and
okay.
And especially so with the idea of the of that everything is now. For the idea is that everything happens now, and you say, well, wait a minute, like if everything is really now, then how is it that
Michael, you got crackling going on. Is that I don't know what is going on, but you have crackling in your sound.
Are we still crackling?
No, but if you do,
okay.
I'm going to interrupt you just to let you know, because I want people to make sure they hear what you say. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, please do, of course.
Okay, and also on my end, if anything ever happens, let me know as well. So, okay, sorry.
Of course.
Yeah.
So the idea of the idea of perspective, the idea that everything is happening right now, and you say, wait a minute, well, how can everything be happening right now if X amount of years ago of my perceived time, I was just a little lad? And then you say, well, and like you just said, well, is that possible? Could I? Well, here's the idea. Everything is vibration. So over what we consider time, we vibrate to different levels and different signatures and that sort of thing. The idea of aging goes back, first of all, the idea that we age, we understand to be an illusion of continuity. However, it's also because of belief systems, our belief systems that most people have or many people have been conditioned to follow. For example, by the age of 21, you should look like this. By the age of 31, you should look like this. By the age of 75, you should have a cane. By the age of 85, you should be ready to retire, which is just a funny, it's just funny to begin with. But so the idea is that, yeah, if you can hold the vibration of being a young 20-year-old girl, if you're really 60, then sure, that's perfectly fine and it's perfectly valid. It's just like we said, it's just belief systems that tell us this is why there are some people that you may know that may be 60 years old and they can do whatever it is that they want just as quickly, as gingerly, and as eagerly as a 20-year-old. And that is why we have some perceived old 20-year-olds or old 30-year-olds, because they're giving off the vibration of, well, I've got to be this way or I've got to be that way, because it's right. The belief systems that drive our vibration. And that's what it is, because we're everything around us.
Not everything. No, because there are people in, like, you know, remote villages, I think, in Russia, that they're living to, like, 250, 300 years old. Like, it's
and
documented.
If you can, right, exactly. And if you can release all resistance, if you can release the resistance to, say, to, which is the physical mind, which is the 3D thinking mind that says, that's impossible. I can't live to be 200, 300. But like you said, there are stories, there are accounts of people really living to be 100, 200 years old.
Again, yeah.
It's simply a belief system. And the most practical and simplest way that we can that it can explain it in typical terms is just saying, okay, well, you know, how is it that this person is 50 and they look like they're 30 and so on and so on. And the same thing can be said with past lives. The past lives, how we say it's all happening now. One of the and again, as you stated, some of us may be 20% Palladian or 10% Arcturian or this sort of thing. And
yeah.
Sure, that's all well and fine. That's an element of duality. That's how we label things here. And of course, it is absolutely true, because the idea is that when we all incarnate on this planet. And when we all incarnate and reincarnate, when we are connected with source energy, we erase, to put it blankly, we erase our memory. We erase our memory so that we can have fun again and do it all over again. Because otherwise it would be so easy and so simple, and seeing it all as the oversoul sitting on the mountaintop, if you will, seeing all your past lives, just picking vibration, but that's no fun. Well, we do that all the time. So it's in fun if we can just pretend that we're limited and for the reason of having one life. And if I could just say one more thing about past lives, that's the idea of the importance of now, because all the other past lives are accessible through, and for the most typical person, people use hypnosis and that sort of thing, but you can use meditation. You can use it in your dream world through the power of intent. But the idea is that when you focus on the now, you know, you are healing not only this life, but you're healing all other past lives. So you know, that's the same. So when you are angry and upset and fill up envy and greed, then you are activating all of that in those other lifetimes, which is why the term has been created, when it rains, it pours, because you're just building momentum. So the idea is to teach ourselves to build momentum in the other way. Let's reactivate those gifts that we have in our other lives and use them in this very life that we are focused on. And you're healing all lives in the process, and that's the idea of past lives, which are actually some simultaneous lives.
Well, I think the only reason why they're called past lives is because when we were in the linear experience of it, a level of awareness, we called it past lives. But you know, every time in this life we make the choice to be, you know, the choice of awareness, the choice of compassion, the choice of trusting our inner self, you know, and not responding, you know, like, you know, someone cuts you off, not getting yourself all revved up and flipping them the bird. But every time you act in a conscious, expanded way, loving, unconditionally loving way, it actually sends a frequency like cords to all your other experiences that are happening simultaneously, that in that moment, even if this experience is, you know, living, you know, a lifetime that would be the vibration of, you know, the 1700s, it would have your level of awareness now to make the choice then, which means, as my loving teacher Tobias from Crimson Circle says, you will actually, the future is the past healed. Because it would affect everything holographically, that it's never just that you're doing it for self as an individual, because the awareness is bringing us to the confirmation that we are not just connected to every living being, physical and non-physical, on planet Earth, but in every timeline, physical and non-physical. You know, so it's like we are literally affecting the whole every time we make an expanded choice that, you know, from a momentum perspective is profound. I mean, that's profound.
It really is profound, and I believe that that's a reason why it's a download that I've received as a tool. You know, I from what I understand, it's and from what I've downloaded, what's been sent to me is that it's very important that, you know, if anybody has any issues or any problems or anything that they'd like to change in their reality, the idea of shifting realities and that sort of thing, you know, and they say, well, you know, it's so tough to think about to not think about what I'm fixing, to think about what I'd like to fix. And they always say, well, you know what, try this as a game. And we know it's hard to say it's a game, but they say, try this as a game. Instead of focusing on the past and what you'd like it to be, focus on the future and what you would like it to be. You know, rather than focusing on the past and what you like, focus on the future, because what you're doing is you're actually shifting yourself to that reality. And if you keep yourself, if you can hold that focus, if you could hold that focus at least 60% of the time, because then it's a 60-40 split, that determines the the length. That determines the length, the time that it might take for your shift to take place or fully manifest. But if you can focus on the future of what you'd like it to be at least 60% of the time, and that's saying that you're thinking about the negative quite a lot. If you're thinking about a 40%, that's quite a lot. But if you can keep the scale, because remember, it's all numbers, it's all math, it's all vibration.
So if
you can hold yourself to that future self, then before you know it, all of a sudden everything will just, and you'll say, well, you know what? It's amazing. This is what I've been thinking anyway. And then that you experience a shift, and it's so empowering. It's so beautiful. It's so profound.
Well, this is a great point to segue, because, you know, I know we're using terms like past and future, because it's kind of easier to kind of put that term into a perspective. You know, we're just waking up out of linear. The truth is, though, it is all now. There really is no past. In other words, so what Michael's saying is, you know, by doing this, you're just going to go to a frequency that already exists. You know, this is something that profoundly hit me. Manifesting is not about taking something and creating it out of thin air. It already exists, what you desire. It really is just about becoming a vibrational match for it. And, you know, I get that, you know, Abraham Hicks has been talking about this, but for me personally, I seem to have such a deeper awareness and grasp of what they're talking about, that the truth is, every time my emotions take a nosedive because of something somebody's done to me outside of me, first of all, there is no outside of me, but what I see is outside of me, I always have the conscious choice. And it's interesting because I'm going to use the word choice. I've seen lately a lot of people on Facebook throwing the word discipline around. Personally, I don't resonate with discipline, because children don't resonate with discipline. And I really believe that this is the nature of the inner child. You know, where we used to have, you know, the warrior would be out front because we were in a land of duality. And in duality, I want my protector leading the way, telling me, is it safe or is it not? Where now it's no longer warrior energy, it's creator energy. And in the creator, this is about spontaneity. This is about jumping off of cliffs and, you know, hell, either there's land or there's not. But if there's not, I'll grow wings. And if there's land, you know, I rock on. And it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. But it's really about the surrender of the things that used to work and allowing what is already within us to just kind of sprout in us and blossom in us. Through the surrendering of the warrior still has a purpose, but where the purpose used to be, you know, the setting of the boundaries and the protection and all that, I believe that at this point, the warrior is really about, it becomes a communicator between the inner child and the sage and the parent or the teacher, or I can't think right now what the other four, you know, there's four of them. I just know that it's almost like we kind of always protected the inner child, where at this point the inner child doesn't want to be protected. The inner child wants to be in front making decisions, because the inner child is the one that has the intuition, the spontaneity. They really are the information gatherers for the creator experience. There is no protection if I'm creating it all, because all I have to do is keep in a frequency that is of, you know, non-dualistic, in the sense of I follow my highest joy. In my highest joy, I don't need to carry a gun, so to speak. That's just not my highest joy. I mean, in my highest joy, we're all conscious of each other and playing with each other and having a grand old time. And I just remembered I'm supposed to segue. And this segue is about the dream state.
So,
sorry, Michael.
There you go. That's there you go. What a brilliant segue. Look at that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh,
golden.
My God. I love you, babe. Okay. Yes. And Michael has much to share with us about the dream state, which is, by the way, where we are timeless, spaceless. You know, whenever people are like, I don't know how to be timeless, it's like, think about when you dream. You're bouncing all over the place. It's night, it's day, it's backwards, it's forward. You're swimming underwater, you can breathe. You might be going through a wormhole. That really is life for us outside of the physical being.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one thing I do want to add about the inner child is one practical analogy, or just seeing it in action. It's just the observation of a child, maybe 3 to 4 or 5 years old. But if you look at a child and then you look at how they act, children are shifting vibrations all the time. And if you notice,
yeah,
that's exactly what you've been saying. That's exactly what we always say, is that they're shifting vibrations all the time. It's like, if you just notice how one moment a child could be crying, but then they look around, they say to themselves, okay, my best joy, what do I create? And then boom, they're fine when they find something to entertain themselves. And that's it. They don't worry about yesterday. They don't say to themselves, well, you know, I was just really upset about this. Well, you know, I don't know if I can continue. They're shifting vibrations, because that's the way to go. And that's exactly what we do in our dream life. You know, and that's exactly what we do in our dream life when we are our inner being. And when Proteus comes in, I think Proteus will use this more of a use it more and more to explain more about it. But from what I understand, when we go into our dream state, we are at one, if you will, with our inner being. We are fed images. We are fed feelings, ideas, inspirations. And this is, like you said, this is our natural state. This is why if we're having, quote-unquote, a bad dream, in that dream, what do? We just look for the next thing, or even if we can't control it, we just look for the next thing to act on. And the dream state, this is why the dream state is so important, because it really helps you shift your perspective to know that everything is inside of you. It can be very difficult for people to say, well, okay, everything's inside of me, sure, but okay, here I am.
What does that mean when it looks like it's outside of me? Right, exactly.
That's exactly it. So when you think about it, literally know that what you're seeing is you're seeing your dreams manifested. You are seeing your dreams manifest, and then when you go into dream world, your dream world gets mixed with the people and the faces that you see. But it's all about feeling the dreams, and it's all about to focus in. I mean, the most simplest practical thing that I have learned is just to hone in on those dreams that feel good, even if it's not the greatest dream in the world, where you're the king of the world, of the king of Malaysia. Even if it's just an image. Even if it's just you just meditate on that image. And when I mean meditate, you don't have to sit down for an hour or two and meditate. Just if you're at the store, just think about the dream. You got to keep it in your consciousness, because this is communication with your inner being. Your inner being, quote-unquote, runs the show. But the idea of your inner being running the show is actually an empowering belief, because the inner being is basically the non-physical side of you that is the greater part of you, the greater part of you that does not have the limitations of the physical reality. And, of course, the idea...
It doesn't have life and death. It doesn't have birth and death. It
right.
only has life. It only knows itself to be in existence. There is no not being in existence. If you're in existence, there is one quality to existence. Existence. There is no opposite to existence. You can't step out of existence and suddenly not exist. That is an impossibility of the creation.
Right, and the idea that we're actually limited in physical reality is actually just a belief system. It's just based on programs that we have running, and it's based on subconscious programs that we have running. So when you are dreaming, when you're in the dream state, this is your subconscious. This is
right.
what runs the show. So through deliberately focusing in on those images that really resonate with you, it's kind of taking a shortcut, if you will, to really altering and really getting what you want, getting your reality that you want, and it's such a profound state of mind, and it's such a profound state of awareness. And if there's anything that I see that has not been used very often or not talked about very much, it's just the power of the awareness of dreams, because the idea is that then you start to understand that we're not two separate beings. We're not separate manifestations. We are consciousness. We are all we are consciousness, and that is our greater consciousness. Without the conscious mind running things, that's a subconscious mind, the inner being, helping you focus your consciousness, focus your awareness, helping you manifest what you want, and getting rid of what you don't.
Mm. Well, getting rid of or not really playing with it, right? Cause
I guess you could say that. I mean, when I say getting rid of, I mean, I always think of it as the baggage of limitation, you know. And it's
okay.
very hard to, you know. It helps you again. It helps you shift your focus, shifting your thought, because negative thoughts are doubting thoughts are just resistance to your prayers, to your dreams. So it's kind of like if you focus on your dream, then it's kind of like you're bypassing the conscious filter, you know. The way I can explain it best is for example, if you want a new car, this is so simple. If you want a new car, and you go, oh man, I've been manifesting, I've been visualizing driving on the road and everything, you know, but I don't know if I can make these payments by November or December or whatever it is. But you know what? So you're creating a resistance. Not saying that it's not going to manifest. However, you get an image. If you remembered nothing from your 8 hours of sleeping last night except for you being behind a wheel of a blue car, if you just focus on that right there, then that is your sub. That is you, your conscious awareness focusing on a pure image from the subconscious. Okay, and that way you're not even thinking of the programs of November or December. All you're doing is focusing on that image. So you're not really, quote-unquote, going through what the conscious mind believes the idea of manifestation is. You're not visual of this and that. All you're doing is just focusing on an image that was fed to you from a dream, from your inner being. And that's kind of bypassing all the programs. Do you follow? Does that make sense?
Yes. No, absolutely. It makes sense to me.
I hope that, yeah.
But if I could, or if you would, I mean, I get that everybody has, you know, the desires and the wants to do, you know, the law of attraction for stuff, you know, the physical stuff. I get the sense, though, that my audience really is here about more relationships and the experience of, you know, like, When 3 weeks after my mom died, she came to me in a dream, and it was one of the only two times in my life I've gone lucid in the dream, because I mean I knew she was dead, and so when she was in front of me, I said I must be dreaming because you couldn't be here. I was still conscious that she had died, And yet, what I have, my level of awareness, what it shares with me now is that she did. Her essence came to me in the dream. Her non-physical experience took on the shape and form of my mom's physical body, but she came to me in that dream and told me she wasn't in pain. She was fine. She was looking after me. How much, you know, she was like, boy, you really knew more than I knew you knew. She didn't know I knew how much I knew. Or she didn't know how much I knew until she became non-physical and then went, well, you really, you know, you had your poop in a group there, my little girl, and I should have listened to things you said. And then switched it all and said, come on, let's go on a ride. And she took me through a wormhole, through the cosmos. That was, she introduced me to Mother Earth. She introduced me to Mother Sekhmet from Sirius. She took me to the oceans, to the depths of the oceans to swim with the whales, and she took me to the skies to swim with, to fly with the hawks. I mean, it was like, okay, listen, Ma, I might have known a lot, but holy moly, you know, you really are, you're quite the being right now. I mean, it was like, it was so magical. 3 weeks after she died, all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I've got an angel on the other side, and her name is Mom. Like, holy moly, Batman, what can we do with this? And at the very least, what I did with it was just the simple idea to know that she's not gone. That simple, you know, idea, belief, let's stick with what we're saying. That simple belief flipped, and I was so, I mean, I was still very frightened to be in this world without her. But there was a huge, huge weight lifted off of my being that she still exists. And I know, and not only do I know it, she's still coming to me. I mean, like, wow,
yeah.
I can still hug her. I can still kiss her. I can still love her physically in the dream state.
And I believe that was it. I mean, that was your worry energy manifesting into your inner being saying, well, let's, you know, that was your awareness saying, okay, well, let's let her know on this level that she can stop worrying, that her mother didn't go anywhere, she's just fine, and that's a beautiful experience.
It was
beautiful confirmation.
It was so deep, and it's really what's like inspired me.
Yeah.
To find out more, what is my soul? What is this aspect of me that they quote unquote says never dies? Okay, I need to know about this because I've got a personal aspect that I need to keep. I want to keep aware of. I want to know where is my mom's experiences, and I get that I can't know her. She, you know, she's not around me all the time, nor would I want her to be. You better be out there journeying, young lady. I mean, go play. You got the cosmos and multiple dimensions. But I still had to know that, you know, that I, you know, I loved you and I missed you. And she came to me and was like, I mean, I'm telling you, the first thing she did was, my mom died from a horrific black tumor, like a volcanic eruption right on her breastbone. I mean, her heart chakra was essentially blocked. And so the first thing she did to me in the dream was she came to me, actually I did, I ripped open her shirt. And her chest was clear. You know, it was just skin. And she's like, I'm fine. I'm not in pain anymore. And I'm like, thank God. You know, because she had cancer for like the last 10 years of her life. And, it was easy for us to let her go after such a long experience. But nonetheless, you know, that's your ma. You know, it's like, are you okay? And she's like, I'm way okay. I'm cool. And then she, like I said, then she kicked in and said, come here, let me show you something. I'm like, okay.
Right. And that's why dreams are so important because, you know, one person doesn't have to tap in to the dream world out of worry. This is how you can use the amazing power of your natural godlike power of intent.
Yeah.
Literally just, you know, the easiest way to control your dreams is to just think about what you want to dream about as you're going to sleep. But not everyone could do that. So here's another way. Simply write down what it is that you want. Write down what it is that you want to know. Write down what it is that you want to figure out. Write down, you know, what it is that you want to explore. And then intend. Suggest to yourself that you will remember this dream, that you will remember these dreams. You're giving these suggestions to your subconscious, and the key is don't underestimate the power of the subconscious. No matter what, this day today, all right, no matter what, no matter if you haven't been able to remember one dream whatsoever, just erase that belief right there. And just know that your suggestions, your intents that you set when you go to sleep, okay, I want to know more about this. What can I do to alleviate this situation? Or what can I alleviate this situation? Or what can I do to help this person? Or what's the answer to this? Just know that your inner being knows what you want. And then when you go to sleep, write down the images that you get. And they may not make logical sense because obviously it's the land of non-duality. It's when your higher self, your inner being, your source energy gets to play and gets to create these images and movies, if you will, probable realities, if you want. It might give it to you in a probable reality, you know. And then, hey, that's a scene to meditate on. That image that you hold as a result of your question, that answer that you receive in an image, that's your answer right there. Read it, and then when you write down your dreams, read it. If nothing really comes to you, if you don't really understand what it says, then okay, then put it away, which is actually very smart to do, because that way you kind of put it away for a little while, and then read it again. And I guarantee you, because you are dealing with something greater than just your conscious mind, something will come to you. If it wasn't delivered in the clear way that it was delivered to you, Goldie, it will be delivered to someone else depending on the question that they ask, and something will just pop up in their head because this, your inner being literally is probably dancing with such delight and joy. All your perceived spirit guides and angels and all that, they're just, when you do that, it'll just click in your head, and that's the amazing power of dreams, and it's really divine, and it's something that should be explored more, and I'm glad that we are doing that tonight.
Well, I think we're living it and sharing what we're living. Because, I love that we share, and I can't emphasize enough that none of this stuff takes money, none of it takes education in the sense of, traditional, you have to go to a college, or it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter your gender, it doesn't matter your political status. The reason why I emphasize that is this is like your God-given self. It's just about, I guess on some level it does take education in the sense of you have to know that it's there, and then once you know it's there, I have read thousands of books and, listened to thousands of hours of channelers and spoken to friends like Michael and, all sorts. So I'm not saying that, it doesn't require, some wisdom and some knowledge, but this is not the traditional, like if you don't have a BA, you don't get in. Nothing like that. You're in. Educate yourself to become aware of that all the tools are within you. All the gifts that you could ever want are within you. The whole key is take the focus off the outside and place it within, and the world and the cosmos that will open up is so vast and so beautiful. It is just beautiful when you're not afraid of death anymore. You'll really begin to start living when you take the fear of death away. It's one of, the power of the paradox. Take away one side, or educate yourself on one side, and you're automatically educating yourself on the polar opposite. It's impossible not to. Everything happens as a unified field. Everything is a whole, complete experience. So if you're experiencing lack, lack is just the belief in abundance of nothing. It can never just be you don't have, because somewhere nothing in the universe is about not being there. Everything is about, Like we believe we're unlovable only because of the unconditional love of the universe. Because there's unconditional love, it will support us in believing we are unlovable. Otherwise, we couldn't feel unlovable. And yeah. I swear, I got that one day, and I went, that is so brilliant. Because that everything that I felt was wrong with me could only be felt by me because I was its polar opposite. I couldn't feel ugly unless I was beautiful. I couldn't. It's an impossibility.
Yes.
And when I got that, I went, wow. I mean, I need, because this isn't just, I hope I'm beautiful, you know, I feel ugly. No, this is an impossibility. You would have to be beautiful in order to experience ugly. Have to be. And
yeah.
And I, when I got that, it, you know, I was just personally floored by that. Because it made everything so easy, you know, like, wow.
That's the universe supporting whatever it is that you want to believe strongly. The universe will support you. It's amazing, right? So, hey, if we're gonna take all this stock into the negative belief system and be readily supported by that, oh, I can't pay the bills, oh, I have to do this, oh, I'm tired of my job, then the universe will gladly make your job difficult, gladly pile up the bills, because that's what you're creating. That's the unconscious creation. And that's,
or conditioned. I get that it's unconscious, but it seems for myself. I mean, speaking for myself only, feeling beautiful felt more unconscious. Feeling not so beautiful felt more conscious. But because my conditioning, you know, if between news magazines and TV and culture in general, it's like, boy, if you're not, you know, a size 2, quote unquote, you're not a beautiful person in our culture. And you know,
right.
One of the things I've been doing lately is consciously saying, if I get to pick my frequency and everything exists, I am consciously choosing the belief that in my personal wonderful world that, you know, I am intending and working, or I don't want to call it working because it never feels like work to me, aspiring to be a part of is, in my world, women who are the size of like Mae West, bigger women, are the epitome of beautiful in my world.
Sure.
Because I get to pick this, you know, and it's like, and it was so funny because just recently, and then we will definitely bring Proteus on, there was a movie with, what's the girl from Seventh Heaven? Jennifer Beals. She did some movie about some baseball team. I don't remember the name. I just caught it on cable one night. It already started, and one of the things that I was so tickled by is there was one guy on the baseball team. They actually made it part of the storyline how they would razz him because he was always with heavier women. And finally, at the end of the movie, he goes, listen, I'm not slumming it when I'm with these women. I genuinely like a robust woman. And,
right.
I mean, Michael, my jaw hit the ground, and I went, oh, my God, you know, I'm intending this, and now there's a storyline in a movie. I mean, I was just like, you just don't expect to see that, but then you start realizing the power of what we're talking about here is real.
We're all one,
yeah. Yeah, it was an exquisite, exquisite moment of awareness, and, you know, it was just a beautiful moment, you know, for...
Wow.
You know, for all those people who might not be feeling so beautiful, listen, that's only because you're buying into one belief system,
right.
and one condition. It's you can buy out of that. Stop paying it.
Exactly. Yes. Buy yourself out of it by knowing there's a vibrational match for everybody, all shapes and sizes, for everybody.
Exactly. Everybody.
And,
everybody.
And if there's one more thing I can say, and especially deals with relationships and synchronicity, because synchronicity is all about meeting that person, no matter or being in the right place. But following your dreams, I guarantee you, test it out, try it out, will increase your synchronicity day to day. And obviously, if you had a dream that you were on a hot hang glider and you were on a flying bike, then it might be a little hard to follow that particular dream. But if you had just had one of those normal dreams that you were by your local beach or you were at your local store and you're taking a walk and you said, oh, you know, I had a dream that I was by the store. Let me go to the store and
exactly.
You'll be amazed at who you might meet, at what happens. I guarantee you, I've experienced this all my life. I'm experiencing it even more now that I'm more consciously doing it. It will definitely increase your synchronicity, and especially with relationships, because a lot of us always dream about those dream relationships that we want. So
exactly.
There you go.
Well, one quick question or not quick question,
yeah.
And you can have Proteus answer this if you want, or it's up to you. What's your feelings on deja vu?
Oh, deja vu. Oh, that's a good one. I can have.
It's up to you. Okay.
Yeah, deja vu is basically it's acknowledgement that I mean, you know, a lot of people say, well, did I dream this already before?
Right.
Did this already did it already happen? It's a profound shift in vibration. It's a profound shift in vibration, and you could say a reality shift, but it's just a profound shift in vibration. And how do you know it's a profound shift in vibration? Because anytime you have deja vu, when you have deja vu, you're always intently in the present. You're always intently in the now. You're not thinking about yesterday. You're not thinking about now. You're always intently in the present, and it's basically a sign of what I understand. It's a sign of alignment. It is 100% a sign of alignment, and I would just at that opportunity, you're just feeling ecstasy and just feel joy and just continue to hold that vibration. That's what it is, because technically you did do it all before. And that's what it is. It's a shift in awareness. It's a shift in vibration. And it is a sign of alignment. That is the pure definition, from what I understand.
Outstanding. That feels absolutely in alignment with me.
There you go.
Let's get redundant. Drive that point home. Yes. Okay. I want to make an announcement. Okay, you're going to take a few seconds or a few moments to bring in Proteus. Correct.
All right. Yes, that is correct. All right.
Is that okay? Okay, because we have a caller already. Eileen, I'm assuming Eileen wants a reading. Eileen, if you want a reading, hit 1 so I know that you want one. Let me announce the number. Her hand just went up. Okay, the number to call in if you want a soul reading by Proteus is 646-929-2084. I don't do chat rooms, so you got to call in. I apologize if the cost calls you, but Proteus is worth it. He did readings a couple of weeks ago, and they were fantastic. So I welcome everybody to call in. This is my new frequent guest, Third Thursdays, Michael Proteus Chemo. He's fabulous, and we're here. So you let me know.
10 seconds.
Okay.
All right. And we are here. Uh-huh. And we would like to thank you, Golden Hawk, very much for this opportunity once again to share, to be of service, and to co-create with you and all others in this vibration. Thank you.
It is my absolute divine pleasure, Proteus. Big time love to you. Big time love to you. Eileen's here. Are you ready to take a caller?
We are ready, waiting,
okay,
and willing.
Outstanding. Eileen, you are on the air live with Proteus.
Okay, I hadn't originally called to get a reading, but you're talking about...
There's crackling again. Did you hear that?
Oh.
Is that your phone or
that...
Let me put you on hold to just see if it's yours. Mike, Proteus... I got a huge echo. Hello? Proteus, are you with me? Okay, Proteus, energy is now... call back because I think Eileen's on mute, and I can't hear you. Okay, Eileen, he just hung up. Hello?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, how bizarre. He brought in Proteus, and the phone lines went wackadoodle. So clearly there's some energy. We just got to sync it up. Because I couldn't hear him. I could only hear myself, Okay, there he is. Let's bring him back up. Hello?
Hello!
Okay. Proteus, correct? Still Proteus?
We experienced, we heard crackling on the other line, and then you were not able to hear us.
What,
but now you
Matt,
can hear us.
What does that mean? We can hear you. I can hear you. Perhaps we need to be more diligent in our intention setting to be in alignment with the energies when they flow. I'm open to, if you want to, because I'm always curious what I mean, because it happened literally right when you came in, so it was
we
you
can
that
say
did
at this?
This?
We can say at this particular moment, we experienced crackling on the other line. We do not know if it was from our line or the other, but we did hear Eileen crackling in and out, so we can only guess that it is your phone line, but who knows? We don't know.
Okay.
What can
okay.
we do? What can we do? Let's just have fun now.
There
you
go.
In the past.
Eileen, you're on. You're okay. You're on and live with Proteus.
Okay. First of all, I'd kind of like to know exactly who Proteus is.
Proteus is a combination of energies from the Palladian, from the Arcturian, from the Sirius star systems. It's a vibrational blending. We are not very well at explaining it in terms of labels, because we
yes.
have not been working through the channels for very long, but the idea is that we are a blending of energies, as are all channels, all beings, all places, all things. We are a blending of energies, our own specific vibrational frequency.
Right, because we've experienced those different things, right?
I'm sorry?
Because we've experienced those different things, we've been to those different places and all that, so it is part of us.
We are an expression of the infinite, just as you are. You are not Eileen.
Right.
The host is not Golden Hawk. We are all blended energies. We are all more than we perceive ourselves to be. We are evolving. Everybody's evolving. So when you ask who we are exactly, it is a blending of energies, as are all channel beings, all beings in general, all things. Blending of energies, subatomic particles, always moving.
Okay. I understand that.
Nice.
I had a dream the other night, which was really kind of strange. There was a big family dinner we were about to have, and Barack Obama and Michelle Obama were coming, and they were there, and we were all having good conversations with each of them, and I don't know what that was about.
Wow.
But it was very different for me.
Right. Yes. This is very clear, and I'm sure the feeling that you had during that dinner, we would assume, was that of enjoyment?
It was very warm, very
yes,
very caring.
Is this feeling of warmth and caring, this family dinner of sorts, is this something that you experience very often in your physical life?
No, it's something I long for.
Exactly. So, what we can say, and this is very good, that is your inner being, if you will, saying to you, giving to you, providing to you a frequency to focus on. As you said, this is very different than what you are used to. However, we would like to pose it in a different way. This is very different from what you choose to feel, choose to focus on. And we understand that it may be very difficult to focus on this feeling, this vibration of this homely dinner with what you may be experiencing on the outside. We would invite you, we would advise you, write that dream down if you haven't,
So that you do not lose its vibrational signature. So that you do not lose its feeling. And in this way, you will be able to bring this reality, that reality that you have perceived in your dream life, in your home life, in your real home life, you will be able to bring this feeling, this experience into the physical world. From what we understand, this is the method that the channel was speaking about, of focusing on that image, because remember, your outer reality isn't really solid. It appears to be frozen matter brought together by thought processes and emotions combined with your programs or belief systems. But know that above all, it is vibration. It is feeling first. And here you have an image to go with that feeling. And of course, perhaps on a universal level, if we were to say, how would you feel if President Barack Obama and his wife sat at your table? Already you get the feeling of just a great experience, a great dinner. And that is what the universe, your inner being, source energy, however you'd like to label it, this is the tool that you were given. This is a tool that you were given, and it's a very important one. So focus on that. Think about that. And yes, it is very simple as just if you're sitting down, if you're in a queue, in a store queue, in a line at a store, if you're just relaxing, think about that dream. Without knowing it, you will be bringing that feeling to you, and you won't be able to think about how different that is than your perceived normal life is. You'll continue to have that feeling, to attract it, and then you will see, as you change your response to the things that are happening in your life, your focus on that image, which is really focusing in and vibrating more towards that reality, will help your physical reality manifest itself in that way. Is that making sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. I can see how that would happen and how that would do that. But they were like family members. That's what really surprised me a lot, you know, why they were, you know, if it was just family, but to have those two there, that was strange. But I love it. It was, I can see how that will work. Yeah, definitely.
And in this way, you will be looking at these family members that you may not have had the perceived easiest times with. You will see them change, but it's not them changing, it's you changing, and that's what's very important, because you are changing. You are changing your thought patterns. You are changing your vibrational patterns by just thinking of that dream, which is yours. It's your dream. It was created by you. So it can only, especially with that positive feeling, be of service to you.
That's wonderful.
That is hot. We have another caller, so I gotta end this here. I'm sorry, Eileen.
Thank you.
I love you, sweetheart. Thank you for supporting the show. Proteus, please tell your, say your, what you gotta say.
Eileen, greatest blessings.
Thank you very much. And to you.
You rock, sister. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, let me, okay, wait. So you and Proteus switch places in my little cube thing. Okay, area code 949, you're on the air live with Proteus.
Hi, my name is Joni, and I'm just wondering about life direction. I'm an intuitive life coach, and I'm just having trouble really focusing in on what will really get me, I guess, launched out there to where I can have a career instead of just always kind of being in hobby mode where I'm just learning, but I'm not really growing my career.
Where are you calling from?
Sense. I'm calling from California.
California. Are you close to Fresno, California?
About 2 hours away.
Ah, very nice. So, hobby mode. What is hobby mode? What do you do when you're in hobby mode? What are your hobbies?
My hobbies are anything I can get my hands on as far as spiritual knowledge and vibration and energy and healing and connecting and opening my heart, connecting with others.
Well, we are getting a very strong energy of, do you like to write?
I love to write.
Yes, yes. Well, we are getting a very strong energy of writing, and, of course, doing it beyond what you call hobby level. Do you have... Yes. The best thing that we can tell you is to act on that writing. When you get images, when you get downloads, when you get the downloads, downloads are considered ideas. When you get ideas, we advise you to write them down right away, no matter if they are just quick ideas that just pop in,
mm-hmm.
or whether they're long essays or story ideas. Write down everything that comes to mind. We see a very strong energy, a very good probable reality of you very much getting into the writing world. Doesn't have to be necessarily writing a book. It could be, but we do see you doing a lot of writing, and we do see it going beyond hobby mode.
Oh, good. That's really what I ultimately am wanting to do. That's really a desire for me.
Yes, and we do see a very strong energy of yes. So the idea is that you must act right away, act on any impulses to write. We do get the feeling that you are getting a lot of input from your guides. You're getting a lot of input from your guides, and you have great teachers. You do have strong energies, strong writing teachers that are with you here on this physical plane. And all you have to do is just do it. And think about it less, do it more.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Very good.
Well, that's very helpful and encouraging. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for the interaction.
What
else do you like to do in California?
I have this strong desire to help people see different perspectives, and in their interactions with one another, understanding each other more as far as, the empathy, but really being able to explain it to people so they get it and they can connect with each other no matter the differences.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe this is what you... Yes.
Yeah, and trusting themselves. Yes. Okay,
right away. Did you get that? Right away.
Yes, I
right
got
away.
It. Now I got it.
Well done, you two. Well done.
It took me a while. Yes. Okay, good. That's a great name for a book, too, right away.
Right away.
Oh, well, thank you. You're so delightful. Thank you very much.
Greatest blessings.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Thank you for calling. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right, Proteus, we are actually back at the point where we don't have a caller right now.
That is okay. We can talk.
I would be delighted to speak with you, indeed. And now, last week, and what I'm going to do is, if I see a caller come in, if you're okay, I'm just going to kind of alert you to know I'd much rather, I'm here for the audience. So if someone calls in, I would stop us in the middle, so to speak, to let the caller come in. That would not be insulting, I hope, because that's not how I'm intending it.
We are happy to vibrate however you would like to.
Outstanding. Okay, so until a caller comes on, you know, one of the best parts about being the host of a radio show is I get to play with these amazing beings. So last time we spoke, and I deeply resonated with the information you shared with me about the children that are, you know, going to come through me. I trust that. I should say it even more. I know that. I do know that. Now, here's the part that's always so funny for me. You know, of course, the significant other or even, you know, the one-night stand, whoever it's going to be that's going to father these children. I'm just curious if you could give me any information on that side of it, so to speak.
For you to bring the perceived other being into your reality of how it would manifest, the simplest thing, the simplest way, have you given any thought to what kind of person it might be, or how it may happen, or where it may happen, or perhaps specifically when it might happen?
Everything but the – I haven't intended the when, but I have done many lists of qualities, and I've written stories that I've met them in the forest, in a grocery line, places that I believe that are very common, so to speak, for me to be at. Yes.
Good. What we would say is to – because it's all about bringing – it's all about – being in alignment with yourself. And we know that perhaps you may have heard something like this before, but hold those thoughts and keep those thoughts. But in your case, focus a little more specifically on how exactly you would like it to happen. Now, you will not usually or very often in this case, if one focuses on exactly how it may happen, then it may push it away. However, in your case, just focus just one setting, one moment on how it will happen, on where it will happen, not so much when. Just perhaps how, perhaps where. Just hold that one image, but affirm to yourself and know to yourself and say to yourself that this is only one probable reality of how I may meet my soulmate. However, I expect and I know that it will happen in an even better way. This is reinforcing your trust in yourself that it will happen, and will happen perhaps in an even better way. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Indeed.
Yes. Here you are focusing more on the experience more than the outer details. And that will lift the resistance just a little bit. And then just a little bit more. And then just a little bit more. And then before you know it, it's happened.
Indeed. Thank you. Thank
yes.
you. That's deep. In fact, I actually might, I might as well just say this. I live my life on the air anyway, so here it is. I actually want to talk, not at this now moment, but I'm going to talk to Michael. You know, I would like to come into New York and do some work with him on both of our, you know, helping each of us create our dreams, because so there's a definite pull I have towards the channeler, and I feel that it's very much about the manifesting of both of our dreams, and that we can both help each other in that experience.
We always say that the most empowering belief is to know that every single thing happens for a reason, but not only that, everything happens for a reason. For the greater good, the greater evolution, and the greater creation of the being. So there is absolutely no doubt. You are absolutely correct. There is a reason that you and the channel have met through pure synchronicity, there is a reason that we often hear you say that there is a level of vibration that is very like between the perceived two of you, and it is all for a reason. Because, remember, there's infinite possibilities, so there's a reason why you just happened to meet with a channel, and the channel just happened to meet with you, and the channel is just happened to be in the stage of his life, and just you are in the stage of your life. Are we making sense? Are we hitting home? Are we ringing the bell?
Just hit it out of the ballpark, and I am flying with it through the clouds. Yeah, no, I feel this. I love that you're confirming it, too. Yes, no, I absolutely feel this. Yes. I felt it since the first time I read his posts on – I mean, I'm at a space where I can energetically feel people's posts.
Yes. And
and it's a feeling, not an intellect. You know, it's not – I don't know their IQs. I just feel the awareness. It's so obvious. It's almost like a neon light. Awareness is here. Awareness is here.
Yes. That is where everybody on the physical plane are moving more towards. It's more towards feeling. It's more towards what some call telepathy. Others call empathy. This is the communication. This is the universal communication. Words, letters, or symbols are a form of communication, yes. However, the greater communication is done on what many perceive as the mental level. However, there is much more than a mental level. It's a complete non-physical level, vibrational level. Your hearts are communicating. Your, quote-unquote, perceived brains are communicating. This is the level of communication that you are now explaining. Yes, when you can feel pulse, when we invite everybody listening to do that. When you're reading, feel it. Feel it more. That is exactly a sign of your evolution, of Earth's evolution. This is the greater communication barrier. This is how you make your dreams come true. This is how you are using more than what people perceive as just the five senses. Because it's more than the five senses, and you have explained how to practically use your greater sense. We don't even put a number on it. It's your vibrational sense, your vibrational essence. It's more than just words. It's feeling. And the fact, yes, that you are able to feel pulse. That's it. You are doing it. Continue to do it. This is being more of a whole being, being more of a complete creator God. This is what living and creating truly is.
That's sweet. That is. Now, does that also have to do with the idea? Me and Michael are like, we're very telepathic with each other. I mean, already. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a result, product, byproduct of both of your quote unquote, as we call it, spiritual work, and it's happening. It's happening on many levels without you even knowing. You know what you know, there's even more going on. Something that's not often said, something that's not often mentioned is that you are made up of many, many cells. You're an electromagnetic being, and that you're communicating beyond words. You are communicating beyond your heart. You are communicating beyond your brain, beyond your mental capacities. You are made out of trillions and trillions of cells, each with their own vibrational frequencies, each with their own living beings. You have beings. You are made out of beings, and it's an amazing thing when you understand on so many levels the telepathic connection. You are building. You are learning. You are evolving yourself through the practices that you do. our channel, Michael, takes a liking to dreams. That is how he is really expanding his telepathic usage. Many people go through many ways. Many people use meditation. Many people use chanting. Many people chant. That is a way of opening up their powers. Others write. Others paint. All this is expanding on the other capacities that we have, that we all have. And this is, again, he is doing it in that way, you are doing it in your way, and you both are doing it at a similar vibration. It's not a similar rate, not a similar speed, because there's no such, at a similar vibration, and that is the connection, and that is why you are experiencing, and he, what you both are experiencing. That is why the listeners resonate with all this, because it's all a vibrational match.
Right. Are we from the same Oversoul, Michael and me?
We would say that is the idea. Anytime you come into resonance with someone of like vibration, some say Oversoul, we like to say inner being. You are indeed from the same inner being, and that is how it goes back to the term of reflection, because especially when you resonate, when the synchronicity is so high, you are indeed a part of the same inner being. Everybody's a part of the same inner being, but yes, you are more of a closer vibration. You are actually, yes, perhaps part of the same inner being. We would say inner being. We would not say Oversoul. We would say inner being.
Okay.
And your inner beings are communicating. When you communicate, when the both of you communicate, your inner beings are communicating. And your inner beings are, of course, again, the same like vibration.
Sweet. Really. I mean,
yeah.
It's an amazing experience to be sharing. And, I mean, it's exciting. It's funny. I have no idea where it will lead to, and yet there's a knowing that it will be great. I mean, it's already great, but there's just this knowingness in me that Michael and me are just going to, you know. And it's funny because I'm not even thinking this necessarily from the expectation, so to speak, of fame and fortune. That very well could be the byproduct, but what I get in Michael's presence, whether on the air through Proteus or on the telephone just speaking with him, is the inner expansion, the vast awareness of inner space he brings to my experience that is, in my personal opinion, priceless. Because as our caller from California said, that's my hobby, going within and experiencing it as often and as conscious and through as much awareness as I possibly can.
As we read the energy, and it is very important that you mentioned that you perceive, you feel that the intent is not about fame, the intent is not money-driven, and that is something that is that is, to simplistically say it, a match, if you will. And we do know for a fact that the intent of the channel, and you can't fake these things because it's all vibration. The intent of the channel is not for fame. The intent of the channel is not to find a way to pay for this external thing.
Right.
We know that the channel, both and yourself, they have ways of facilitating that aspect of their lives. This, we read the energies purely, which is why there's such a match. It is indeed the intent of service, the intent of joy, the intent of co-creation, and that is what brought the Chemo City Collective. That is what brought the energy of Proteus to this. For many, many, we can say, for many of your perceived years, we have been trying to communicate with the channel. All happens in perfect timing. The channel was ready. Circumstances were manifested. And now we are here. Your guides, your beings, those with whom you set up contracts with before a particular or a focused incarnation, the contracts are there. It's just a matter of when you're ready to serve that contract that it will happen. Now, contracts in the higher plane are not exactly the same as they are in the 3D world. Contracts can be made. Contracts are made to be broken and changed and fixed and molded, just like physical reality, just like your experience in physical reality. However, one of the agreements of the channel is to be of service in some way through the media, through this type of form. And we can tell you, looking in the perceived past of the channel, perhaps if the channel remembers it or perhaps if he doesn't, but there have been times where the channel did look into this type of material, but he did not continue because the time was not right. And we can say perhaps there might have been a time where you may have wanted to delve into what you're doing, and maybe before the time wasn't right, maybe you had to take care of other things, maybe you wanted to do other things, maybe you wanted to explore other things. But that is the idea of physical reality. Because once you understand and once you remember that you create your own reality, then you're in alignment. Then your gifts are ready to be shared with the world so that others may too become empowered and may also benefit from this knowing. And that is the vibrational match. That is the vibrational reality. That is the vibrational signature in action today, now, in this moment.
Well, that was hot.
Very hot.
Yeah.
80 degrees.
Are you kidding me? 8 million degrees. That is just, I can feel what you say. I mean, I shut my eyes and I'm expanding through what you're saying.
Yeah,
I really enjoy
many,
this. Ditto. This is beautiful, man. This is beautiful. We do not have callers, so, I mean, how can we keep going? Just keep, I mean, we have 15 minutes. I just want you, if you're open to it, I don't know, should we share on maybe a world topic? Or, I don't know. I'm open to anything. I'm open to continue talking about me and Michael.
Well, let us do this. We heard the idea. Let us expand. And this is what we love. Spontaneous action. Spontaneous action is so creative and enjoyable. It is so great. The advance of technology, through the MP3 or through your site, that many people can hear this again later if they were not able to hear this before, and they will still benefit as you and the channel, and we, all listening right now, are benefiting on an energetic level. What you understand is that you listen to things over and over and over again, and you will hear things, and things will hit you, and things will energetically resonate with you that may not have resonated before.
Right.
But we'd like to expand on an idea that the channel mentioned last time of his interaction with you before this interaction here.
Okay.
The idea, it was spontaneous. It was what he called the three A's. However, we'd like to modify that a bit because that is the nature of reality. It's modifying. Reality is clay. Hold that and see what that does to your consciousness. Anyway,
okay.
The three A's. To be awake, to act, and allow. Now, the paradox of being awake is to be alert to the fact that you're actually dreaming. The paradox of being awake, hence the term to awaken, is the paradox of knowing that you are actually dreaming. Watch what that does to your consciousness, or better yet, watch.
Indeed, I love it. Okay.
Act. The next step is acting. Don't watch. Act. Be alert that you are dreaming, and then act. Take action. Take action with your imagination and creativity, withholding the thought, holding the notion, holding the belief that you are dreaming. That will do wonders to your reality, and suddenly the things that appear to be so heavy and immovable are completely elastic and fluid. So it is to be awake, the first day, to be awake, all right? That is to be alert, knowing that you are dreaming. Then you have to be alert, then you have to act, take action, and then the last step is allowing. That is the path of least resistance. That is the path of not exercising thoughts that contradict that belief that you are dreaming. If you just hold that belief, then you don't have the, quote-unquote, time to exercise any other limiting belief. The majority of your thought processes and patterns will be in the knowing and the joy that you are creating your reality, which is a dream. And by acting, simply acting, in every essence of the word acting, number one, act means to take action. Number two, act as you perceive a Hollywood actor acts. That is by vibrating to what it is that you want to be. If everything is just going peachy and perfect in your life, then continue to act in that way. If you'd like to bring other things into your reality, if you'd like your reality to be a certain way, oh, one moment, there's a spaceship crossing.
There's a Proteus, yes, and there's also a caller.
We could
hear it, and no problem. You mentioned last show about the I'll just call it a spaceship because it's just so much fun. We have a caller. Are you? I didn't want to interrupt because I felt that it was significant what you were talking about with these three A's.
Let us finish. Act, awake, be awake, act, and allow. Act means to be who you want to be. Act. If you're not where you want to be, then act. Have fun. Act. Acting in every sense of the word. Act. Read a script. Act like the person you want to be. Stand in front of a mirror and act. That fuels the emotion. And emotion creates. Emotion crystallizes. Let's take the caller.
You rock. You rock, my friend. Okay, Area 604 from Canada. You're on the air live with Proteus.
Hi. Hi, Proteus. And my name is Don. And I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia. And
Vancouver, British Columbia. Thank you. Great.
And I wondered if you had any insights into if I'm bound to this location that I'm in. I've basically lived in this area my whole life, and my wife and I want to move away to another location, and it seems like everything is preventing us from doing that, and I just wondered if you could somehow tune in and and see if you find any ties or something that's holding me here for some reason. I don't know.
Well, what when you say everything is preventing you, what is preventing you from moving?
Nobody will buy my house and property, even though I live in a beautiful place. It's with towering trees and nature all around me, and everybody seems almost like they're repelled by it. And I don't know. It's strange, really. I've been trying to sell for 4 years, and it seems like everything's just preventing me.
What was the specific last, very that does it not the other times, but just the very last time, how did a deal fall through?
I don't understand.
The very last time that you tried to sell your house.
Yeah.
What was the specific reason as to why it was not sold?
I'm not sure. I think I haven't run into the right person. Like myself and my family, we're not really in sync with general people. Like, we're different. We're strange people that, I don't know, I guess.
Welcome to another reality show.
I mean, I love nature and animals and birds and fish and stuff like that. And other people just love pavement and flat, nothing on it, and big houses. I don't know. It's beyond me to understand this.
All right. The energy as we're reading it right now, this is purely, and this may take a little bit of work, but this is you using your amazing power, if we can make it very simple, if we can even say your amazing sales power. And you, this is a pure case of self-sabotage. This is a pure case of you using the great energy that you have, especially that you're connected with nature, especially with the fact that you're a nature type of person. You are actually pushing people away with the very simple belief that, quote unquote, you're weird or you're not able to sell the house because people don't resonate. Now, what we would invite you to do is, have you taken a look at where you want to move yet?
What was that?
Have you taken a look at where you would like to move specifically?
Oh, yes. I'd like to move to Vancouver Island.
Vancouver Island.
Yeah.
All right. What we can say, we want you to do, how well do you remember your dreams very well?
I usually live up to my dreams. Yeah, I have a good life. I'm a musician, and I have a good family.
All right. Take pressure off of yourself of trying to sell the house and just already know that it's sold. Do you take conventional methods of selling the house, such as putting it up we do understand that there are more ways of doing this, but on your classifieds and all the many...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, somebody looked at the house today, and that's the thing. People come by, and they say what an amazing place it is, and they love it, and then we never see them again. It's very strange, really. If you saw the place I live, you'd probably love it. Like, I've got huge trees, and, it's gorgeous, pretty.
Do you think your asking price is too high?
I've lowered it below the assessed value. I put it down like quite a lot down over the years.
I'm well below the assessment.
Yes.
All right. So here's what you should do. You need to. The way we read the energy is you are channeling your energy in the wrong we don't want to say the wrong way, but it's just not a serving way. And perhaps it's because you have been met with difficulty the very first time, and then the second time, and then you have used that momentum, not knowingly, more in an unconscious way, in making it a little bit more difficult. So what we will say is is you'll have to change, and it may take a little practice. We would invite you to just know, as we read the energy, we think that you will end up selling the house to an acquaintance, to someone that you know, someone that you deal with. We can definitely see that not necessarily someone that you're, as one would perceive to be very close friends with, but the thing that we're really getting, the thing that's really hitting us is you have to change your thought. You must change your thought to understand that your house is indeed, like you said, you're battling yourself. You're going right and left. You know that the house is a tree, but then you're saying, then you're holding a very strong vibration, and I think it could be, we think it could be a group vibration that you just can't sell the house, you won't sell your house, you're stuck, you can't get out of there, oh, I want to get out, time's running out, I really want to get out there to the island. So what we can say is you must shift your vibration and know, and even if, quote unquote, this term, the word that some might say is arrogance, arrogance that this house is a treat. But you must act like it is a treat. Keep that, quote-unquote, arrogance. Erase the negative connotations of that word, because that's just conditioned. That's just a conditioned belief that arrogance is horrific and it's self-centered and that sort of thing. Because
that's a mindset of confidence.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly, yes. So change that. Yeah, exactly, yes. So that's it. So just know that the house is a treat. And don't put pressure on yourself, because it'll happen in the right way. But you have to keep the energy in that vibration. That is, this is exactly what is happening. You're just going back and forth, and you're not letting the energy fully go into alignment, fully mesh. That's what it is. So just hold it. No, hold that arrogance. Yes, this is a treat. And whoever gets this, they are going to be beside themselves. This is such a treat that my family, we're actually giving up this house. And you have to hold that vibration and know that the right person will come. It's near. We do feel the energy is near. You have been bringing it in, but you have also been repulsing it with this energy, with this group energy, actually. And let go. Just let go. Let the people come to you with no pressure. And continue to look for places in the island, in Vancouver Island, or wherever it is that you want to move, just knowing that that person will come, because, after all, it is a treat. That is the vibration that you have to hold, and that is the vibration that will work for you.
Thank you very much, Proteus. I really appreciate the help, and it's been a very good show. I better let you go. It's only a couple of minutes left, but thanks again.
Yeah, no, it's all beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. That was beautiful read. Yeah. Stay in touch and let us know when you sell the house.
I will.
Okay. All right?
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Indeed. Thank you for calling. Wow, Proud, man. You are just rocking the world. We do only have 2 minutes left, and I want to make sure Michael gets his any promotions, websites, all that wonderful, beautiful stuff on the air. So I don't know if you want to do it or if you want to bring Michael back, however you want to do it, but I want to make sure that, you know, we get Chemo City and the website, and Michael does a radio show. I want him to promote that as well right now.
We will say to you in these 3 minutes that it, in these 2 minutes, in these this minute, that it has been a pleasure. We are honored. We invite everybody to visit chemocity.com. It's not about cost. It's not about money. It's about raising your vibration, your universe. And in our channel, Michael is the producer of a rock show, which is why Goldie keeps saying that we rock, because we feel the vibration.
I'm dead.
So do get in touch. Do be in contact. Do email via the Chemo City site, and we and Michael will be happy to share with you the information of the radio show, which is on in over 100 states around the country. Rock on. Greatest blessings.
Thank you so much. Oh, you're such a beautiful being. Tonight's energy was wild, wonderful, expanded, exquisite. Loving this. Proteus loving this. Michael loving this. So stoked we met.
How did it go, Goldie? Everything go okay?
Oh, my God. You rocked.
Excellent.
You rock. You rock on your other show. You rock on this show. Loving this. I have so much to share with you. We have to talk. Let me just get a quick Dawn Leader and Jeff Hutcherson are on next week, and they're fabulous. They work a lot with words, and all you writers out there, they've written a book. I can't remember the name, but they're a fabulous couple. Come join us, Michael. I absolutely adore you.
It was an honor.
Thank you.
An honor.
You're so beautiful. So beautiful. I'm not even tired now. It's like I come home exhausted. I come on the show, and everything is just phenomenal. It really is. Love you. Love you forever. Can't wait to play with you. Eileen, thank you for calling. All my callers, thank you for calling. Thank you for sharing with us. And I will see you on Facebook, all right? You guys have an amazing night. Love you all. Talk to you next week. Bye.
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 See you.
Okay.